Episode 8 of Volunteer Engagement Matters, The Volunteer Management Life Cycle, Refresh or Reboot by Lori Gottlieb. The volunteer management cycle is the best practice model for the life cycle of volunteer engagement, and for many years has been the foundation of important best practices such as planning, screening, policy development, and onboarding and offboarding procedures that volunteer programs follow. It sets the framework of many of our best practices and policies and procedures. The question is it up to date and reflective of the volunteer landscape of today and the ways that we should engage and support volunteers? The basic premise is that the volunteer management cycle follows the following cycle: planning, recruitment and selection, orientation and training, supervision and support, recognition and evaluation. I don't believe that the cycle is reflective of today's reality of managing a volunteer program. I believe that we need to be more proactive, transparent, technological, and strategic in how we plan, market, onboard, support, and recognize volunteers, and how we set up our volunteer programs. We need to look at the cycle in a different way, and we need to look at a new model that reflects the necessary shifts in the volunteer management life cycle. This model reflects what I consider to be the volunteer programs of today: strategic planning, role design, marketing, selection and screening, onboarding, retention of volunteers, recognition and acknowledgement, offboarding, and evaluation and reflection. So let's do a quick review of each of these sections. Strategic thinking and planning. We need to look at our volunteer programs in a more strategic way and how volunteers can make a huge impact to our communities and our stakeholders. We need to set goals and objectives that make sense and are reflective of what the organizational needs are, but also what our volunteers are looking for and how the changing environment needs to be addressed through our volunteer programs. This needs to be a partnership, and taking the time to plan and be proactive versus reactive is the key to success. We also need to have our volunteer programs, objectives, and goals recognized at the leadership table so that we can be seen as part of the change makers for our organizations. We need to create documents and plans that can be shared with our senior leadership teams and our boards so that we can show how our volunteer programs can make an impact and help with the bottom line. We need to have an elevator speech ready when we have an opportunity to talk to our leaders so that we can quickly tell them some impact stories and give them some numbers that will make them ask more questions. Risk management needs to include the virtual world of risk, whereby you're not able to see what the volunteer is doing, not able to supervise or support on site, and needs to include new policies and procedures that reflect the virtual world of volunteering, including code of conduct in a virtual world, conflict resolution, appropriate etiquette on the phone or online, and look at the boundaries and gray zones, just to name a few. Next is role design. Role design needs to reflect the changing roles of volunteers, whereby when we move to a hybrid model, the role design is reflective of how we can allow for shifts from in-person to virtual, keeping the integrity of the role. This standard addresses the development of the role, and so it is key to receive input from those who will be working directly with this position to ensure the seamless move from in-person to virtual if this needs to happen. We also need to look at what skills we can embrace from our volunteers, considering there's a wealth of knowledge available through volunteerism, and how we can harness that to support our volunteer programs. Marketing. Here is where I see the biggest need to adapt. We are a world of social media with instant gratification and 24-hour cycles. Recruitment should now be considered marketing, and social media needs to be a huge focus. We have gone past the volunteer displays in libraries and community centers. We need to be ever present on social media, reflecting the platforms that our potential volunteers are on. We are way behind in this area. We want them to come to us from anywhere in the world. We need a plan, and we need to set a high priority here. We are not recruiting volunteers. What we are doing is bigger and has the potential to reach many more people of various diverse and multi-generational audiences. We need to network, target market, and make better use of our own websites. We need to be the salespeople and be able to show the impact of what volunteers are doing and understand what volunteers want these days. I think the word recruitment is no longer reflective of what we're trying to achieve. We need to understand our markets and create a marketing strategy to connect with potential volunteers. And this takes planning and measuring success. Next is selection and screening. This hasn't changed that much, but what it does is we have to look at moving it online. We should be using our websites as first point of contact and putting our application forms online, our screening questions online, and even our orientation could go online. We have moved to a Zoom world and our volunteer programs need to embrace that. Our selection process needs to be more of an information gathering opportunity. Volunteers have been looking at ways to use their skills in a more meaningful way. The pandemic has left many people questioning priorities, and this is being reflective in the quiet quitting of volunteers. We need to address this in the selection and screening process. Onboarding. This is a broader term than orientation and training, because it needs to be a fulsome introduction to the world of volunteering for your organization. It's not just getting an orientation, a handbook, a training session, and a check-in. It's about building a relationship from the start, where you do these orientations about the organization and the role, but also that you provide opportunities for feedback and questions and suggestions from the volunteers as they travel through this part of their life cycle. This is an important opportunity to learn from volunteers, share stories, gain insight, shift the role if required, and provide a meaningful support system for the volunteer. This area is a partnership with yourself, the volunteer, and the programs that they are engaged in. Retention. This is also an area that needs some focus and direction and change. We are supervising volunteers and we're supporting volunteers, so I think really we are focusing on retaining our volunteers. What that means is different for every organization, but I can say that it is a 360-degree relationship. It involves building tools and resources to provide support, opportunities for feedback, and opportunities to provide education and reevaluation of the role and refocus if necessary. This is where programs such as coaching and mentorship can have a huge impact on your volunteer retention and succession plan. Recognition and acknowledgement. Recognition has an opportunity to be ongoing, educational, celebratory, and reach larger audiences more often. Recognition is not a one-size-fits-all plan. We need to ask what is important to our volunteers and acknowledge that different volunteers want different forms of recognition. We need to address the generational differences and provide recognition that is meaningful to each cohort. The new normal can include badges for accomplishments, microeducation for continuous learning and upgrading to allow more volunteers to get involved more often. It is so much more than the annual event, National Volunteer Week, and formal activities. It is a blend of formal and informal and takes a plan to ensure that you're embedding recognition and acknowledgement in all that you do. We need to be able to celebrate often, tell the stories, and show the impact. Remember, recognition is also a great form of marketing. Offboarding. This is an area that needs to be added to the cycle because we don't really put any effort into ending the relationship with our volunteers. We don't have a practice in place where we truly understand the value of the end of the life cycle and how that continues to have an impact in the volunteer's mind even after they've left. We need to shine a light on offboarding, including thank you conversations and opportunities for transparent feedback from volunteers so that we can always make improvements and be agile. Finally, evaluation and reflection. How do we know when we're doing well? How do we know if we're making a difference? When do we take the time to reflect on our past performances and whether we've met our goals and objectives? What is the purpose of planning and executing if you don't take the time to evaluate? So we need to ensure that we create a plan to evaluate in meaningful ways. That includes both qualitative and quantitative data and stories. We need to show the impact in many ways, and we need to use our technological platforms to both gather the data and celebrate the successes to our communities. We need to use our evaluation results to help frame the next iteration of our volunteer management cycle. We need to be continuously learning from our experiences and be flexible and nimble. So the question still stands, is your volunteer management cycle in need of a refresh or a reboot? Only by doing this reflection and continuously taking the time to learn and try new things will volunteer programs reflect the landscape that is changing quickly. Though I believe the volunteer management life cycle is a key element to success of volunteer programs, I do believe it needs a reboot. Hopefully, this insight provided here will help the conversation amongst leaders and volunteers. So for more information, questions, or to book a workshop, a webinar, presentation on this topic, reach out to me anytime. Also, check out my other workshops on lauriegottliebconsulting.wordpress.com. And thank you very much. Looking forward to the next one.